Coming up, we talk about the worst birthday ever with Power Rangers Samurai, and then we'll go ahead and talk about a very fun episode of Gokaiger. So join us for all that and more coming up on
Power Ranger.
Hola señores y señoritas y bienvenidos al podcast Sentai Power Rangers. Me llamo Kuhan.
Es me amo you.
Yeah.
Hola Kuhan.
Hola.
¿Cómo está usted?
Hola Colton. Yo soy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
It's actually estoy bien. I can.
I am much good. Damn you. I'm not very good. I'm much.
No,
good.
I said soy bien, which means I am in a state of being good, which I am. I'm always good.
And I was saying that I haven't studied Spanish in years, so screw you.
Yes, this is Podcast Sentai Power Rangers, and not Podcasto Sentai Power Rangers, though. Because that's not offensive. And I am, of course, Nam Siddiqui, your host for this evening extravaganza of fun. But you know me on the internet as Kuhan. And Colton's got to say something now.
Español Sentai!
Yes, Español Sentai something Rangers. O.
French Rangers.
And then the letter O
for
at
no
the
reason.
End, because that makes it Spanish. Hey, so Colton.
So O Ranger was Spanish?
Ah, I see what you did there. No, the O was at the beginning instead of at the end. So Colton, you're about to be, you're about to die in a tornado.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Possibly.
So I guess we should.
I don't know where, it's somewhere nearby.
We should probably talk pretty quickly so we don't, so we can get the show done. And, you know, it's not a snuff podcast.
Yeah, I'd hate to inconvenience you.
No, it's not inconveniencing me. It's just it'd be kind of weird. I couldn't release this, and then our fans would be like, "Oh my god, why didn't you release an episode?" I'd be like, "Cause my co-host died, jerks."
But then you get to do the memorial episode, which always does good ratings.
Yeah, those do pretty good ratings. Yeah, we could dedicate an episode to you, and then just completely forget about you.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So, I guess without further ado, let's get into Power Rangers Samurai, or the worst birthday of all time. Yes. Power Rangers Samurai. It was Emily's birthday, and then
Shang Tsung showed up and stole her soul.
I was gonna say Yamayuki was taking souls to the Shadow Realm, but you know that works too. So yes, a Nylok comes from the river of the Sanzu River. Haha, I remember what it's called, and he steals a bunch of souls, and then. And then including that of Emily, the Yellow Ranger.
You know, one of my favorite parts about this episode is this villain actually had the best idea ever. I got what I want. I don't have to stick right here and let them beat me. I can go to where they can't go. Goodbye, I win.
Well, there was that, and there was also you know, I could take little kids' toys and make them cry, or I could take someone's soul and make their entire family cry.
Which is very impressive.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, it's pretty deep for a kid's show. Yes, so the Nylok steals souls, and then interestingly enough, Jaden doesn't save the day, Antonio does. As opposed to in the last every episode where it's a character episode about someone and then Jaden saves the day. Instead, this really was an Antonio-centric episode, a Gold Ranger-centric episode. And
he finally got the crabs.
Yes. He got an episode that was basically centered around him, with a little bit of Mike in there, and it was centered around saving the damsel in distress, Emily, and then Antonio gets to save the day.
With a nice touch of, apparently he marked the enemy because he knew he was going to escape with the same symbol that he was using to revive the Claw Sword. So when they fully revived it, he would be drawn out of the Sanzu River into the living world.
You know, it really just sounded like Antonio's accidentally marked him with a Claw Sword, and he's like, oh, hey, that would work.
I just realized that could work.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, when you think about it, it's actually a good plan, because since he marked him, it was almost like he was treating him as part of the Claw Sword's body, so when the thing was fully healed, he's kind of drawn in. You know, like in a Yu Yu Hakusho, where they had, like, that guy had that one single stone that kept the shape together and took that away and it screwed him up? It's kind of a reverse of that.
Yes.
It was approximately this time where the show didn't work properly, so, whoops. I may go back and edit this one and release it as like a special edition or something, but this is all you get. Sorry.